Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This evening is a special meeting of the Board of Education of the West Covina Unified School District, February 18th, 2014. This meeting is called to order at 7 o'clock. We'll begin this evening with an invocation and the flag salute. Is there anybody that would like to offer an invocation this evening? If not, would you please rise? This past weekend, the school district suffered a loss. One of our kindergarten teachers passed away. Dolores Garibay was the kindergarten teacher at Orangewood School. I've been there for 17 years. And with that, if we just take a minute to remember her in our thoughts as we collect our thoughts before we begin this evening's meeting. Thank you. Well, will you please face the flag and join me in the pledge?
Ready? Begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Please be seated. Roll call, please.
Mr. Cobb?
Here.
Ms. Polis?
Here.
Ms. Nandi Jimenez? Ms. Schumacher?
Here.
Ms. Kaplan?
Here.
Very good. Although it's not on tonight's agenda as such, we generally begin our meetings with opportunity for the public to address the board at this time, so that if there's anybody who would like to address the board at this time, please go ahead. Anybody? No. Okay. Very good. Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry.
Good evening, Board. I'm Claudina Wesley, a resident of West Covina for 29 and a half years, almost 30 years. I am here in support of Michael Flowers, and I'm going to read a quick article. It won't take but about 3 minutes, out of Fred 2.0. This is by Mark Sanborn. He's the author of the New York Times bestseller, The Fred Factor. Mailman Mike's story. We all love a good story, and the best stories are true. So let me tell you a story about another incredible mail carrier. He is beloved by the people on his route for his cheerfulness, his encouragement, and his love for both his work and his customers. He consistently goes beyond the call of duty and has become such an important part of his customer lives that they tell others about the incredible work he does. His commitment to his job and his community has even gotten him media attention. He's Mailman Mike from West Covina, California. I learned about Mike from Angela Carter, who contacted me after reading The Fred Factor. After reading your book, she wrote, I thought to myself, he just has to hear about our mailman. Mike's name is Michael Flowers, but on his route, he's better known by the name Brother Love. He's committed to his wife and 3 children, and also to the people he delivers mail to. Angela related the story of when she first met mailman Mike. She was going through a difficult period in her life and was dealing with deep sadness. As she was going into her house, Mike yelled from across the street, "Hi, beautiful!" His simple encouragement was music to her ears. From that point on, she began talking to Mike each day when he delivered her mail. She also discovered how much Mike meant to the other people on the route. Angela sent me pictures and notes to illustrate her point. Mike, Angela says, knows everyone on his route by name, along with some of the circumstances they are facing. She has no idea how he can remember so much about those he serves. For instance, each year, Mike deep fries turkeys for people on his route and gives them as Thanksgiving and Christmas gifts. If he misses someone on Thanksgiving, He makes sure they get a turkey for Christmas. When he was featured in the local newspaper, some of his customers had the article framed and presented it to him. On Mother's Day, Mike brought Angela flowers. "I call Mrs. Carter Mom," Mike said. "There are several people in my life I give that name to. It's a title I do not take lightly. I feel the people who inspire me deserve a better salutation from me than just Mrs. What's even better is that they allow me to call them Mom. How sweet is that?" But then came trouble. The Postal Service reorganized routes, and Mike was assigned a new area. His customers were distraught. They asked if they could get him back, but they were told flatly that it wasn't possible. The Bible says, with God, all things are possible. With customers who are raving fans, many things are possible too. Thanks to guidance from the newspaper editor who wrote the article about Mike, this neighborhood mounted a campaign, starting with their congresswoman. Then Angela went door to door with a petition. She was amazed at the response. "I couldn't believe how Mike was so humble, yet his life had touched so many." The group's persistence paid off. 100 days after Mike was taken off the route, he was reassigned to his old territory. With her letter, Angela included a picture of her street taken the day Mike returned. Neighbors had tied yellow ribbons to every tree and bush to welcome him back. The newspaper article included this quote by Michael Flowers, a.k.a. Brother Love: "If God didn't give me anything else, he gave me love." And with that, I would like for the supporters here from Michael Flowers to please stand. And I speak on the supporters of Michael Flowers. We, the supporters of Michael Flowers, strongly believe that it is his time for a new adventure, which is to have him as a member of our West Covina School District Board. Therefore, we ask you to vote for Michael Flowers as a new, loving, dedicated, energized, and refreshed West Covina School District Board member. Thank you.
Would anybody else like to address the board?
Hey, board members, how y'all doing tonight? Hey, I'm Lieutenant Fletcher, George Fletcher. I grew up here in West Covina. I went to Bishop Lamont High School, graduated, and then went to United States Military Academy, also known as West Point. I now serve in the Army. Got back from Afghanistan like 2 weeks ago, so I'm now on leave. Happy to be here because I came here to support Big Mike, Mike Flowers, who I call Pops. Just would like to say, kind of like define him for y'all who don't know him. I define him as a leader, and being in the Army, I define a leader as someone who makes decisions for the lives of others that ultimately affect whether or not they're going to go one way or the other in life. Why do I define him as that? I think that he has the integrity, the intestinal fortitude, which is inside you, to make the right decisions and basically to compete to be a part of this board panel. Hopefully in the near future. In Afghanistan, to hear his voice, it's kind of like the sun shining somewhere when it rains. His voice just lightens up the room and kind of puts that smile on your face. I look up to him. He's great. He's well-rounded. He's diverse. He can communicate effectively. And I think he's someone who can really do justice to this city. I truly believe he's the component to the heartbeat in this city. And I think that's the reason why the heart pumps. And I'm happy for him, and I'm happy to be here, and I wish the best of luck to him, and I look up to him. That's why I call him Pops.
Anybody else? All right. With that, we'll go on to the business portion of our meeting. Before we go into the appointment process, we do have an information report regarding our LCAP public forums.
I just wanted to have an opportunity to tell you that we do have the public forum on February 27th, which is next Thursday, and we're hoping that all board members can be there. We've asked minimally for each school to bring a team of 8 people so that we have at least every school represented, and our hope is that we will have an administrator or a board member at each table to help facilitate the conversation. And I just wanted to say that tonight I'll have more information for you next week, but I just wanted to let you know what the plans or the preliminary plans are and what the role of the board would be during those plans.
On November 6th or thereabouts, Mike Spence was elected to the City Council, thereby creating a vacancy on this board. Tonight we have the opportunity to appoint, by the process of a provisional appointment, a new member to the Board of Education. With that process, we made an announcement several weeks ago giving the public an opportunity to apply for the appointment. We've received 7 applications, each filling out a series of questions which each board member has received a copy of those and reviewed them carefully. As part of that ongoing process, we invited each member to have an opportunity to meet with the superintendent and her staff to go through and get a better understanding about what the job is and what school district's all about. And fortunately, after having gone through that process, we still have 7 applicants willing to go through this process. In addition, we've invited each member, instead of going through perhaps what we had traditionally done is through a long kind of interview process, instead we decided to give each one an opportunity to address the board, a 2 to 3 minute presentation. I have a list, and it's in alphabetical order, so I will give them an opportunity to read a name and give an opportunity to come up and speak. So our first speaker this evening happens to be Brother Love. That starts with a B.
Good afternoon. And to Steve, the board president, to Jessica, Eileen, and Cammie, and to the superintendent and staff and to the community. You know, I have to commend this board along with Mike Spence, because you guys truly have done a great job. And I've seen our academic performances really truly have grown up. From when I'm back in the day, I know it was 7-9, I think now it's about 8:30. And they're steady improving. So you guys really need to be recommended. My name is Michael Flowers. I live in this city for 31 years, and I work in this city for over 28 years, and that as a letter carrier, and that has allowed me truly to get out into the community and listen and talk to these parents and children and come to understand their values and their concerns. And if I'm selected, I will continue to make sure this school board be one that other school districts would imitate. I mean, I'm coming in with renewed energy and a fresh set of eyes. At the end of this month, I will be retired. When I say that, I said, nah, that I'm done with work. If I'm on this board, I want to come in, and I'm able to devote all of my time. This board would be 100% my time, be focused on what can I do to make this board better? What can I do to improve? What can I do maybe we can help bring revenues in? And this also will give me an opportunity to get out into the community and meet our leaders and, like I said, talk to the parents, talk to the children, and see what concerns and issues they have. If they have those issues, come and bring them to the board and see what we can do. And I believe as we go forth, Philip would say, I see a lot of kids going to other districts. They go to Walnut. I've seen them go to South Hills. We have to stop that. That's revenue that we're missing. But I believe if me on this board, if we go forth, and the community see that our schools are continuing to improve, the academic performance continues to improve, and they see that our kids are going to college, that's going to make a difference. That's going to make those kids want to stay in our district. I was thinking about that today. I said, you know, I know about 8 families right off the bat that goes to other school districts. And they have, I said, you know what, I could reach these kids, these parents. They know me. They talk to me. I said, that's a classroom. That's $100,000 right there coming back into our district. I never thought about it until today. I was thinking about it. I said, wow, that's a lot. And I know these parents. I can talk to these parents. Well, if I can get them to come or not, I will do my best if elected on this board. And one thing, my vision is to make sure that our children, make sure they grow, make sure they achieve, and make sure they continue to develop. Because if our kids are educated, then our streets are safer. One thing I want this board to know about me, there's a few things I need you guys to know. I don't know if some of you might know me because we talk through here and there. But first and foremost, I'm a team player. That's the main thing. I'm very positive, and above all, I'm a good listener. And if selected, I will continue to ensure that we continue to have a high quality standard of achievement that others will always imitate, and to make sure this board continues to stay a strong board. And to this community, this board, we all come together. We all need you guys. It's not just going to take this board. It's not going to take the staff. It's going to take the parents. It's going to take the teachers. It's going to take all of you. It's going to take this community. So if I'm on this board, I'm coming to you. Get ready. Strap up your boots, because we're going to work. I mean, I'm going to make West Covina just as strong and continue to get stronger. So as Waldo Emerson once said, tomorrow is a new day. So let's begin it well. Thank you.
Gabriel Griego.
Good evening, Board President, Mr. Cox, Board of Education, district personnel, community of West Covina. My name is Gabriel Griego. My wife, Sonia, is sitting with us today, and my daughter, Gisette, who goes to Vine Elementary. My other daughter is at her Girl Scout meeting in Vine Elementary as well. I want to commend the board for your great work and the district and the community and parents, you know, for having our distinguished schools, Blue Ribbon Schools, and just keeping students home, allowing students to stay here in our district and not having to go anywhere else. And it's the hard work of the school board and the school personnel. I'm very confident that this board is going to select a person that can collaborate with you, that has some experience in education, and is definitely a team player. So I'm real confident with that. I do want to share, as you have in front of you, but to reemphasize my experiences in my adult life. In 27 years, I've been fortunate to be involved in education with a bachelor's degree, teaching credential, I was an administrative credential, and a master's degree in education administration. But that's not really all the experience that I feel confident to be on the board. It's my work experience, you know, as the coach and classified, as a substitute teacher, and being a teacher for many years in the elementary, middle school, and high school, where I was able to be a UTLA rep, work with the unions, and as an administrator, as a high school administrator for 9 years in student services, activities, and curriculum, where I learned to AVID strategies and Fred Jones, Discipline for Instruction, and professional learning communities, as well as being principal for 2 years of middle school and now a high school principal, has given me the confidence and knowledge to understand your responsibilities and to do a good job. In closing, I would like to just share really fast just my volunteer experience. I've been fortunate to participate and do activities for my kids as their soccer coach, West Covina basketball coach, West Covina Softball Association coach. I was a dad parent for the dance group at West Covina Community Center, as well as a Girl Scout leader right now. My assistants are taking care of my troop right here at Vine Elementary. I'm currently a catechism teacher and lector at St. Christopher's Church, as well as being involved with the PTSA. So I want to thank you for the process. Thank the district. Great information session that you gave us the other day. I wish the best luck to the board in picking the candidate, and to let you know, whatever you need from me, I will step up and serve. And I thank you again for giving me this opportunity.
Is Jeremy Infranca here?
If I may, can I?
Absolutely. I was going to
save him for the last in case he was able to show up.
Oh,
but
okay.
Do you think he's going to be here?
He's on his way.
All right.
If not, we'll save it for later.
I understand.
I have a statement.
Thank you. Thank you for being here. Mindy Miracle. I don't see Mindy. Daniel Monarez.
Good evening, President Cox, board members, Superintendent Kaplan, members of the cabinet, and community members. My name is Daniel Monarez. Today I'm here with my wife, Claudia, and my daughter, Citlali, who is a freshman at Edgewood High School. First of all, I'm thankful to be given this opportunity to, you know, hopefully give the board a little bigger glimpse as to who I am, and also to the community that I hope to serve after this process. My application sheds a little bit of light on some of my beliefs as in terms of education and my knowledge of this school district. I have been an educator for over 18 years. I have served as a middle school and high school teacher, and more recently as an administrator at a nearby school. I believe that my views as an educator kind of stem from, you know, my upbringing as a child of immigrant parents, blue-collar, hard-working parents who have instilled in me the value of and the importance of hard work. I also feel that it is through public education that I have been able to achieve the American dream. And as an educator, everything that I have done for my students has revolved around the premise that through public education, there's nothing that our students cannot accomplish. I want to bring that same set of ideals to this board, that not only a select few students will learn, that not only those that are privileged will learn, but that every student, despite their challenges, despite their limitations, despite their language ability or whatever disability they may have, they also have the right to learn and to, you know, pursue their higher educational goals and their career goals. If I am granted this opportunity to serve in this capacity as a board member, I promise to bring the utmost professionalism and dedication to this position. Because there is no more important, you know, vehicle to get our students on the right path than our schools. I am, you know, honored to live in West Covina. I grew up in La Puente, and as a kid in La Puente, you know, it was like, ooh, West Covina, one day I can get there. And I'm here. I'm here, and I want to continue this helping to move this district in the right direction. I think the board members and the district administration has done a phenomenal job. This is apparent through the high number of California Distinguished Schools, National Blue Ribbon Schools, and Title I academic achieving schools that this district currently has. However, you know, we can't rest on our laurels and just, you know, pat ourselves in the back because what has been accomplished. There's a lot more that's still to be accomplished. Right now, education is undergoing another dynamic shift with the introduction of the Common Core state standards and the Smarter Balance assessments that are that we'll be facing very soon. In reading over the district's strategic plan, I feel confident that I'm stepping into a district that has already done much of the work to ensure that our students are prepared to meet these challenges and to compete against any student at any district at any level. I also want to highlight that I think one of the things that I'm most proud of as an individual is my ability to work with others. In my opinion, there's no more important resource than an organization can have, than the people that make up the organization. Programs come and go, but it's the people behind the organization that make it function. And I pride myself in my ability to work with others. You know, I know as a board member there may be times where we may not agree on a position, but I feel confident that in that disagreement is where problems are solved, is where good ideas, you know, come to surface. I feel confident in being able to work with teachers' union, classified staff, school administration, district administration, and more importantly, our parents and our students. I feel comfortable and know that, you know, we can bring this district together as it always is, as it already is, but continue to make sure that we, like Brother Love stated, we're not losing kids to other districts. So in closing, I have no doubt that whoever's chosen this for this position, that the district will be in good hands, but I do... you know, look forward to this challenge and to this opportunity, and I hope to be serving you all one day and working with our board members. So thank you very much.
Thank you. Debbie Kwan.
Good evening, Mr. President Cox, Ms. Paulos, Ms. Jimenez, Ms. Shoemaker, District Superintendent Kaplan, Mike, and Rob. Well, my name is Debbie Kwan, and I am one of your applicants, and I'm pretty sure everyone over here who applied for this position are qualified. Let me introduce my husband here, 25 years, Ricky Kwan. And when we moved here in West Covina in the year 2001, I was... homeschooling my eldest son. And he's right here, AJ Kwan. He was homeschooled until eighth grade. And then after that, he fired me. He wanted to go to school. So we kind of looked around West Covina High School, but iPoly fitted for him. So he graduated from iPoly. Then I have two kids, two boys. When I was getting ready to homeschool Austin, he kept seeing a yellow bus passing the house. And he told me, Mom, I want to go to school. Lo and behold, the school is just one house away from us. So I told him, you will get to go to school. Okay, so we'll do that. And then the third one, when he was getting ready to go to school too, he said, they were coloring. And Austin was saying, you need to color in the lines inside. Why? So when you go to school, kindergarten teacher wants you to color inside the line. And he was just going it, and then he looked at his brother and said, I don't have to do that. And then I asked him, Carson, I guess I'm going to homeschool you too, right? Oh, no, I'm going to school. So when I went to visit, when we moved to West Covina, California Elementary is right down the street from us. I wanted to check out the school and see what's in there. When I walked into school, right inside, I had a nice greeting from a woman named Astrid Gallo. I don't know if you guys know her. But the first thing she said was, Debbie Kwan, you're in West Covina now? And I said, yep, right here, settling right here. So she showed me around the school, and then she spoke highly of the district, school district, and California Elementary. From that time on, both my boys, when they went to California Elementary School, I started volunteering. I make sure I'm part of their education. I was in the classroom with them. And then I was elected at the California Elementary School Site Council and also a board member for PTA, past board member, and I am presently a member of the District Curriculum Advisory Committee since 2004. So I do know what's going on around with the district. I want to share something with you and why I decided I wanted to apply for this position. In the late 60s, I was living in Wilmore, Kentucky with my parents. I was second grade. And this is my first encounter of public school. My mom would always bundle us up when it's time to go to school. It was snowing. I got to the classroom. Teacher looked at me. I have to take my jacket off, go in the closet, hang it, and I sat in the front, just like I like to sit in the front. The teacher told me, Debbie, you need to sit at the back. And I said, okay. I sat at the back. Then my friend Teddy comes running in, takes off his jacket too, and sits in front because we're sitting both side to side. I was waiting for that teacher to tell him, you were late. You need to go sit at the back. Throughout the whole day, I was wondering why I'm sitting at the back. And I was 7 years old, and I can remember it. I got home, I told my mother, Mom, not Dad. I told my mom, and my mom went to see the teacher, told them what happened. I just felt that there's something wrong that day. And then my teacher, Miss Stevens, the next day, came to me, knelt in front of me right on my desk, and apologized and said, Debbie, that will never happen again. I want to be able to help children in our district experience the best education that our community can afford to offer. I am passionate about providing a well-rounded educational experience for each and every child. I believe in the value of public education and in the democratic process and understand the role to strategically in line with the interests of the entire school community. How children are being educated today will determine the kind of society we'll live in the future. I would like to thank the board and the entire staff of West Covina for your dedicated service and commitment to our students, parents, and the community. Thank you.
Hi. Good night or good evening, everyone. My name is Debbie Tuohy, Mr. President and the board. I haven't prepared anything as elaborate as everybody else. let's see. I'll start out. My name is Debbie Tuohy. I moved here in 1988, so I've been a resident of West Covina for 25 years. I've also been married to my husband, Mike Tuohy, for 25 years, and we have two kids. I'm 49 years old, and I, too, have seen a lot of things through my kids' eyes as they went through the different schools, Vine and San Jose Edison. We went to Holland Crest, then we went to West Covina High, and then my son spent his last year and a half at South Hills High School. My daughter graduated from West Covina High. And I've been involved in a lot of, well, pretty much everything that my kids have done. I've been a member of the PTA. I've been a band parent and traveled all over California, going to the different band and jazz competitions. And my daughter was a West Covair at West Covina High School, so we were pretty busy with that. And I've been involved in the athletics. My daughter was on the women's wrestling team, and they made it all the way to nationals. It was quite an achievement. My son played basketball. So I've been involved in a lot of the stuff that my kids have wanted to participate in, and I've seen a lot of things happen in the schools, and I've been really pleased with the education that my kids have gotten. My daughter is she's graduated now from Citrus College, and my son is due to graduate this year from Mount Sac at the age of 19 with his AA, and I'm pretty proud of him, and he's done well. And as far far as my experience goes, I've been involved in a lot of charities and church work, and I don't have a lot of experience in the education department, but I do have a lot of experience as a parent and have seen how teachers and principals and schools can make an impact on your kid and how it can make them a better person. And I would like to bring to the board something different, more of a common sense type everyday mom perspective or a parent perspective. And I too am a team player. I work well with others. I tend to first sit back and watch what's going on to see how well I can fit, so I can mold myself in without causing a lot of disruption. And I really hope that tonight, that this process of appointment will take place, because it would be really hard to see it go to an election, because they're very expensive and there are a lot of qualified people here. I too myself know Mike Flowers and some of the other applicants that have applied, and I think that there's a great variety for you guys to choose from, and that's kind of all I have to say. I wasn't really prepared, so I'm sorry about that, but I am so nervous. I just do not know how to get out what I want to say, so I think I'm going to stop there before I stick my foot in my mouth, but thank you.
Did Jeremy get here?
No, but can I?
Absolutely, please, if you would.
Good evening. Thank you for giving me this opportunity, or my brother-in-law this opportunity. My name is Norma Cervantes, and I am Jeremy and Franca's sister-in-law, and I am a high school counselor. My sister's a teacher in elementary, and my brother-in-law, who was encouraging everybody, you know, for this opportunity, and he took on this opportunity himself. So I'm going to read his statement. Unfortunately, he's unable to be here. He's at a school board meeting at the district that he works at. So he asked if one of us can read his statement. So I apologize on his behalf, but I will go ahead and make his statement. Good evening, Superintendent, President, and board members. My name, Jeremy and Franca. I am a proud resident of West Covina since 1998. I come to you tonight to proclaim my interest in the vacant position of board member for West Covina Unified School District. The reasons for my interest are simple. I have a strong desire to serve my community. I believe service in this capacity is one I'm uniquely qualified for and able to fulfill. I have a recognizability as an educator and administrator. In 2005, I was named of three Teachers of the Year for the class of 2005 at West Covina High School. In 2013, I was given Alhambra Management Association's AXA Leadership Award after serving 2 years as the charter president. In 2013, I was named Coach of the Year in the Gremlin Division for the West Covina Youth Basketball Association. In my career, I have served as a coach, tutor, teacher, site administrator, and currently district administrator. From 2001 to 2005, I taught in West Covina Unified School District. My overwhelming memories of that time period are the fine individuals that worked so hard in various capacities to see students succeed on a daily basis, from office staff to custodians to walk-on coaches. The passion runs deep in this district. I also was taken with the desire displayed by students to learn and grow, not only in their academics, but in their overall life pursuits. West Covina is a city of diverse interests and abilities within its students and staff. I believe, as a prospective board member, these interests should be nurtured and encouraged to the best of my ability. It's an exciting time for education. With the transition into Common Core, all stakeholders need to be on the same collective page. As a board member, my primary focus would let people know, take a breath, it's going to be okay, we can get through this together. With that empathy, I would bring a nuanced understanding of many current issues facing the board, from Common Core to special education to facilities issues to discipline and attendance. I would be proud to lend my experience, strength, and hope to my city. To summarize, I hold no ulterior motive. I'm not here to become a politician. I'm here to be part of the team. Leadership and growth cannot be achieved in isolation. No one person can take sole credit for a district's success or their failure. I'm a simple man that wants to be a good husband, a good father, and to serve those around me. I am thankful for your opportunity to be heard tonight, and I wish you luck on making your decision. Thank you very much. And I, too, am a resident of West Covina.
All right.
Really quickly, before we get started, it may look like I'm on my phone. I'm not playing Candy Crush Saga. I'm actually reading the applications as you guys are speaking, just to refresh my memory, okay? It's unusual for me to do that, but I try and avoid paper because whoever is selected as a board member will want to avoid it also.
Mr. Cox, Jeremy just walked in if you want.
That is my brother-in-law. Very different.
You want to hear just at least. You want? I'll give you an off the cuff. We've heard your sister-in-law speak on your behalf and read your statement. If you'd like to address us, certainly you're welcome to, sir. You can step to the podium. I appreciate the effort to get here.
Absolutely. Good evening, President Cox, board members, executive cabinet. I want to thank my family for their support here tonight and simply state that I'm a passionate resident of West Covina. I think my statement reflects who I am. I believe I would bring a lot of those strengths that I've experienced in my career to the position of board member. I have a strong desire to serve. I believe in what the district is doing. I believe in the city. And given that opportunity, I would try to maximize that to the fullest. And I would never look on things as they needed to be done in isolation. I think things need to be done in a team. And I love the community of West Covina. It's diverse students. It's diverse staff. And I think it would be an absolute honor to share my experience, strength, and hope with the students of this district, with the staff of this district, and with all of you. So thank you again for your consideration. I know you have a difficult decision on your hands, and thank you for giving me a moment.
With that, we'll get to the business at hand. I will entertain motions for the appointment, the provisional appointment of the Board of Education to fill the vacant position created by the resignation of Mike Spence. Go ahead. I was going to say,
I will move Mike Flowers.
Second. It's been moved by Cammy Polis and seconded by Jessica Shoemaker to appoint Mike Flowers to the Board of Education. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed?
No.
No. Motion fails 2-2. Are there other motions? I will move Mindy Miracle. Is there a second? Motion fails. No second. Anybody else?
I'll move Debbie Kwan.
been moved by Eileen for Debbie Kwan. I'll second it. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Motion fails 2-2.
I'll move Mr. Daniel Menares.
I'll second it. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Motion fails 2-2.
Okay. I will move Mr. Gabriel Griego.
Is there a second? Motion fails. Anybody else? I'll nominate Debbie Tuohy. Is there a second? Motion fails. Anybody else?
I will move Jeremy Impronta.
Is there a second? Motion fails.
President Cox?
Go ahead.
Can I bring back Mr. Flowers?
Certainly.
Okay. I move Mr. Flowers.
Hold on. I've got to get my paperwork right here. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? No. Motion passes 3-1. Congratulations, Mr. Flowers. Discussion, please. Yes, board discussion. Go ahead.
I want to thank all of you for coming out. It was really, really hard. I'm going to just explain my choice, and I don't know if the other people want to do that, but one of the things I was looking at is as we're going into local control funding formula, we need to be able to have somebody in the community who can bring out people we've never seen before. I've seen Mike at different events, and when he's interested, he always brings a diverse group out. In Sacramento, the people who came out and advocated against local control funding formula were really afraid that groups were going to be left out completely. And not that all of you weren't great candidates, but what I see in Michael Flowers is the ability to get out groups that I haven't seen in these meetings before, and that we have to, at these meetings that are going to come up in 2 weeks, have people come out. And since all of you are so awesome, I'm hoping every one of you will come out to those meetings and share that and bring as many people as you can. And it may just be that I don't know you well enough to know that you have that ability. But I'm hoping that all of you will take this energy that I've seen tonight and bring it to that meeting and let us know what you and your students and your community needs us to spend our money on. Without that, local control funding formula will not work. I appreciate every one of you for coming out, and I want you to know how difficult this was and how much I was impressed by all of you. Thank you so much.
I want to thank everybody who applied. You all put yourselves out there. It was a great opportunity. They don't always come along very often to not run a campaign and to get on a board. So I really appreciate that many of you put your heart and soul into some of your descriptions here, and you thought long and hard. And to those administrators who stepped up, I really appreciate your knowledge. And I'm hoping, you know, there's an election in 2 years, that you'll really think about running, because we do have great talent here in West Covina, and I was so enthused and hopeful with the talent that came out of the packets here. So thank you so much for being here, and thank you for applying. Thank you. Congratulations to Mr. Flowers.
I would just reiterate what my colleagues
have said, and thank you, all of you who applied. I know we didn't make it an easy application for you, but it was definitely easier than running a campaign, I can tell you that much. Many of you I have met in the community several times, know from around the different things I'm involved with. For me, Mike Flowers is somebody that I know better than most, but that did not influence my decision. What really influenced my decision is confirmation tonight that the Mike Flowers that I met in 2009 when he campaigned against me is the sorry, obviously we know how that turned out, but is the same Mike Flowers that was able to bring people out to speak for him and show that he does have the deep-rooted interest in this seat, and he has the community support that we desperately need as we move forward.
In February of 1994, I was in your same position, the applicants that applied. That was 20 years ago. Shortly after that, I was disappointed and then had to run for election, and that was all. But that's 20 years ago. 1999. Cami Polis was in the same position. So we have empathy. What you've gone through is tremendously difficult for the two of us to go through this process and know everything that you've put into it. And to that extent, I am extremely grateful and as Cami said, extremely encouraged by faces that we've not seen before, and this is extremely encouraging, and we're really happy about that. Mr. Flowers, congratulations. We wish you the best. And absolutely look forward to working with you.
Mr. Fox, can I just give a little plug on next week that
go
you
ahead.
Brought up? We are having a public forum next Thursday. We're hoping to get as many people out as possible, and we hope all of you will come. I'm going to request, you don't have to, but if you could RSVP by either email or telephone to Monica Kelly, because we want to make sure we have enough tables, enough chairs, enough materials. We have a really important meeting, and we want to hear your voices, and the more that we know you're coming, the more we can be prepared and get started having the discussions on the important things that we need to. So please come, and please let us know you're coming so we can be prepared for you. Thank you.
And then final thing before we leave, dates to remember, Mr. Flowers, your first opportunity to join us behind the dais is next Tuesday, and you're certainly welcome. Or I hope you will be here. And with that, we are adjourned at 7:55.